Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, hi Jeff.
KA2VLA.
Okay, there's two right off the bat. KA2ZZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, not too much. We got some work done on my, I had some damage from the winds that came through Friday night. Didn't get a lot of rain, but we had some high winds. And I got the repair made to the HF rig at antenna. Today was a great day for working outside, very mild for a change. And in fact, right now we're down to 69 degrees. And I don't think we got much above 80. I didn't check my high-low here yet. And yesterday I know some areas got some heavy rains, and we ended up with about 800ths of an inch. Almost nothing. They went south of us and north of us again. But our time is coming. So, 7-3 is all around. KA2-7-Z.
Okay, Jack. Well, glad you got it all fixed up there. And, yeah, we've had similar weather here. It was nice and comfortable today. It was, I don't think we got it even close to 80. Every time I checked, the temperature was right around the lower 70s. So, all right, well, good. Have a good evening, Jack. Thanks for checking in. KD2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KD2VLA. Well, we finally got the hot weather behind us. We got a decent day. So I ended up on the golf course and played 9 holes this afternoon just to celebrate the nice day it was. And I want to tell you an experience we had. My daughter Ann and her husband went in the camp night before last. They took a pizza, went in, going to spend the evening, and they found a giant hornet's nest, and they were having a war party going on. John got stung 3 or 4 times, and they finally closed down and got out of there. And Mark and John went back in today and raised Hob with it. I don't know if they were able to destroy it all, or they know they had a battle. They took a couple cans of stuff to kill them. So I'm anxious to see how things calm down in 3 or 4 days. If you can go out there and don't have to worry about a hornet after you. That's about all the news. Well, I did go to church this morning too. So we'll say 73.
Okay, Clint. Well, hang on 1 second. This is KD2AIT. Thanks, Clint. It sounds like they had a heck of a time there at camp. Well, hopefully they got them all today. And those hornets, they can be a big pain. And, all right. Well, I didn't get up there this weekend. I was hoping to get up there, and you know, we got. got doing stuff here around the house and cutting trees down and stuff, and that's about it, you know. Didn't get out there. So we'll get up there sometime this week. I got to get some of the boys' stuff. They're heading off to summer camp up there, and they need their sleeping bags and stuff, which they left up there at camp, so I got to swing up there anyway. All right, Clint. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I got out here this morning, and I hadn't done much gardening the last week because it's been so hot. And, you know, other than pulling a few weeds here and there, but I hadn't really picked much out of there. This morning I started noticing there was quite a bit of zucchini and squash in there, so I started picking it all, and I came out with about 100 to 120 pounds worth of zucchini. So we've been trying to, get some of it cooked up and some of it frozen, and some of it, we've been giving a bunch of it away today, and I can't believe how much zucchini there was. It was just a lot, you know, but there's still a bunch in there growing too, so looks like it's a good year for zucchini and yellow squash. We also seen we picked a bunch of jalapeno peppers, and usually I try to pick them early right now, so the plants will, you know, forces them kind of to flower out more and produce a little heavier. So we'll see if that happens. And that was about it. Just kind of kicked back today. Did some visiting. Visited WA2FK and family there and a few other people, and then just kind of stuck close to home. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, I guess that's it. So hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular what you use. I'd like to thank Jack and Clint for checking in tonight. And say 73 to everyone who's listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Check in tonight. KA2000 clear.